This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 177 for Monday, March 28th, 2022.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We also have an update on the impending Juro spiders that are going to be parachuting. Let me try again. This week, we're going to talk
over my sister's yard.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We also have an update on the impending Juro spider invasion parachuting down into Virginia.
And then we're going to talk about crazy news where we have an Airbnb mistake, an unfamiliar tattoo, OnlyFans discrimination, a stolen crossbow, and it's so hard to say goodbye.
And today is March 28th, and there's only one thing that I have to say to you, Robert.
Uh-oh.
Happy fucking birthday.
Thank you.
We're not recording on your birthday, but the episode's right. Being released on your birthday, so I figure, you know. It's due, and I should say, your present, it has been delayed. It's on back order. It's supposed to come. It says right now April 8th, so it's coming. It's coming to your home.
Yeah,
but, it's not here yet. Even though I ordered it in plenty of time, it's not here yet.
It's still being manufactured overseas and being shipped and.
It's still in China.
Okay.
So that's all right. It's coming. I'm tardy this year, but it's
the thought counts.
Make it up to you. I'll send you your birthday present next year in January.
Just to be sure.
I'll send you two. I'll send you this year and next year. I could do that.
Yeah.
Just do multiple years in a row and then I don't have to worry about it, you know?
Well, yeah. One of those things. Maybe get it's kind of like one of those advent calendars, or is that the ones you do at Christmas where you open a different one every day? You just get them one, and then every year you open the next little section.
Yeah, it's the same idea, right?
It'll work.
I like that. Perfect.
Somebody will invent that.
One of these days.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully the actual birthday is a decent day. I took the day off, so I'll be able to just sit in my chair all day, and I want to eat my lemon Oreos in peace, God damn it.
Or your Funfetti Oreos, or whatever they were. I'm at CVS.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had sick kids in my house since last weekend. Every surface of my fucking house has been vomited on over the last week. And so, like, even today, Colin didn't go to school today. He's still on the mend.
Yeah. Stomach bug.
Yeah, and it just doesn't want to go away. And so, so it's been fun.
You've been wiping everything down.
Been wiping everything down and trying to keep the germies at bay. It's all you can do. And I forgot what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You said something about the Funfetti Oreos, and then it turned into
So Colin hasn't been eating. So he texted me today, "Can you bring me home some Pop-Tarts?" And so I'm like, well, shit, the kid has barely ate anything. I don't give a fuck. It's whatever you want to eat, I'll bring you at this point.
Right.
So I stop at CVS on my way home from work and grab that. Harrison wanted me to bring him Cap'n Crunch, so I brought Cap'n Crunch. And then
those are good.
Kelly wanted jelly beans because she's doing decorative things with the jelly beans upstairs. Yeah. So I'm walking around like the holiday. The seasonal section, right, where they keep all that shit. And I happened to look down and saw those Oreos, like the birthday cake Oreos, and I'm just like, shit, Kelly would like those. And I couldn't take a picture. Well, I couldn't help but take a picture and send it to her.
Right.
And then to which she responded, fuck you. And then I turned the corner.
She didn't want them that bad.
And there's Funfetti jelly beans that are sitting right there. And I'm just like, man, so I'd take a picture of those too and send them to her. And she's not particularly happy with the fact that I did that. I said, I don't know. I wouldn't have felt right to not let you know that these exist in the world. And she goes, I really wish you hadn't.
In case you wanted them?
Well, she does want them.
She wants them, but she doesn't want them.
And we're trying to lose the LBs here.
Right.
I'm down 13 pounds.
Are you?
Notice. Yeah, it's mostly probably in my boobs.
I haven't done all that, any of that yet.
Am I in my man boobs?
You need to drink more IPAs. That's what causes those.
That's what I need to do. I don't drink IPAs, so they're shrinking. I think I'm down almost to a B cup now, Robert.
Well, shit. Speaking of IPAs, I'm gonna be down to a training
bra before you know it. Yes, let's do beer.
I fixed all my shit this week too.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
So I know it worked.
We got all the drops. Yeah, appropriate no volume. They're not all buzzing. This is great.
No buzzing. Well, everything uses USB, and I got new lamps down here because I rearranged everything, and I got new lamps because I didn't like the other ones. And these had two ports in them. The other ones only had one, so when I can plug more shit in, but I guess these aren't as grounded as the other ones were. So I had the Amazon Echo plugged into this USB port in the lamp, and I guess it was enough to send some sound, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah. But now everything's plugged in at different spots, and it's good. I'm happy.
Nice. Good.
Finally.
Glad everything worked out. Perfect. What do we got here? Oh, so this week, so I should preface this by saying I came upon a new liquor store, and it's really, there was some drama around the liquor store because I went in there to get beer for Kelly because she likes the soft parade, as we discussed on the show. They have double soft parade now, which has twice as much fruity shit in it, and it's stronger. And I had found on Untappd that they had it, that this one, it's called Zatuna Liquor and Beer, whatever the fuck, in Rochester. And I had never been there, and I don't really pass by it anymore from my new office, but it's not that far out of the way. Like, I can take a slightly less desirable route home and pass right by it. So I did that. Yeah. And I walked in, and then I looked around and saw the beer selection.
I'm gonna need one of everything.
And then I went to the guy behind the counter. I said, "Do you have like a box or?" Because I said,
"I'm gonna need a lot."
I'm gonna be buying quite a few beers today. And well, as you know, Kelly was nil happy at what I spent at the store. But we've moved on. She's keeping me around still.
You're trying to keep a small business alive, Rob. This is it takes all of us.
I'm supporting local businesses,
right?
And it's inflation too. All these beers I bought probably would have cost $10 a couple years ago.
Now they're at least three times that.
At least. So this week, this is one of the beers I got from Zatuna Liquor and
something.
I feel like I need to say what it's called: Zatuna Liquor, Fine Wine, and Cigars. And if you are a big fan of not just craft beer, but also bourbon, it seems to be a really awesome place. But anyway, No, they don't. They didn't have pizza there. It's weird. So what I have this week is from our friends over at Evil Twin, who we have had on the show before, and it is the Strawberry Jelly Donut, Even More Jesus.
Oh,
and
we can't have too much Jesus.
We've had some of the other. I've had some of the other Jesuses on the show in the past. And this is another variation on what's actually a really good beer. Let me find that. It's in the description is Imperial Stout with donut and strawberry flavor.
Oh.
And that's literally
donuts.
That's literally all you're getting because I found nothing else. So it's I'll repeat it again. Might as well. It's not a whole lot of words.
Take some time.
A whole lot of words there. It's Imperial Stout with donut and strawberry flavor, which again is part of their I don't know if it's their Jesus line, whatever the hell you want to call it, but it's the beers, it's a whole line of stouts that they call like Even More Jesus, Jesus This, Jesus That, from Evil Twin, and I'm gonna drink it right now. Heavy notes of berry. I can smell the jelly in it almost, which is what I'm expecting, so that's good. And definitely some chocolate, some coffee aromas. It smells delicious.
I think I'm going to go to Krispy Kreme and get some.
Not at all like Gwyneth Paltrow's
jelly
vagina.
Donuts. Oh. I'm going to get jelly donuts at Krispy Kreme for my birthday.
That's good.
That's it.
That's good. It tastes like a stout that they literally just like added some jelly to, almost like it just, you get the strawberry, you get the sweet notes of that mixed with the chocolate. It's a solid brew. I'm going to tell you, rated a 4.5 on Untappd. Only because you always judge me when I rated a 5. No, I did have one of these the other day as well. I bought two of them, and I'm glad I did, because it's a really, really nice brew. Very sweet, more of a desserty type of beer, so I wouldn't drink a whole bunch of these. But to have one with a meal after a meal, or if you're just chilling at home and want something that's kind of sweet and has some really nice flavor to it, that's a little bit of a mix adds a little something extra compared to most stouts. This is a really good one. Evil Twin, we've had on the show several times. It started with the Imperial Donut Break from Evil Twin at episode 53, Liquid Fecal Excrement.
Liquid Fecal Excrement.
Episode 58, Garbled Mess. I had an even more Jesus Imperial Stout, which is similar to this, sans the donut. Episode 75, Exotic Meat Snacks. You had an Imperial Biscotti Break.
Yep,
episode 97, Rogue Nasal Tooth. I had a big ass money stout. And episode 117, Arm Farts. I had a even more little tiny baby Jesus. And that's it. They're big fans of Jesus, or maybe they're just big fans of Talladega Nights. Either way, I'm a huge fan of this beer. Really good.
That does sound good. I do love jelly donuts. Since you started mentioning what you were drinking, I've not been able to stop thinking about Krispy Kreme and getting a jelly donut, so maybe I'll ride over there. We got baseball tomorrow, so maybe Sunday. We'll have to see. But anyhow, well, shit, that sounds good.
I'm always happy to help you plan your weekend out.
When I'm going to eat and get fatter. You guys are going the wrong way compared to how we're going over here. But I've got something here that's fruity as well, and it's not quite as stout, but I got my friends Holly and Jeff, who have graciously provided me with the various Drecker Brewing in the past. I found two more in the back of my refrigerator.
By the way, this is 12% alcohol by volume.
Oh.
Really kind of cool can. It's like a gold, and there's what appears to be strawberries and jelly donuts on the front. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to make sure that our readers know the alcohol by volume of this particular beer.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all right. You wanted to show me the nice cans you had there. But I got the Drecker Brewing Brains Raspberry, Raspberry, Raspberry. It's the sour smoothie. We talked about it before. It's not really a beer, I guess. Yeah. It says pastry, so I don't quite know what that is. Pastry sour or sour. So I don't know if it's going to have cake in there or what, but that'd probably be pretty good. But Untappd tells us that we blasted this double fruit smoothie sour with all the, I'm starting to drool, with all the raspberry we could get our hands on. It's a lot. And then hit it with our double secret smoothie treatment of sea salt, lactose, and vanilla beans. And I do like the vanilla bean. And so I'm excited to try it. It's got, I don't know if you'll be able to see. Yeah, there you go. You can see it. So it's nice and red. It's completely opaque. It's exactly like if you had made a smoothie. I like raspberries. One of my favorite thing on Sundays is to the Entenmann's. I guess you guys got Entenmann's up there, but to get the Entenmann's, it's called a raspberry twist or something like that. But it's typical like a cheese Danish type thing, but it's raspberry. Yeah. And I like stronger flavors. I like the IPAs. I like the raspberries. I like grapefruit. You know, we talked about that. You guys hate grapefruit, but I love grapefruit. But so I like those. So I think I'm going to like this one. I'm going to smell it. It smells raspberry. I do smell some vanilla in there as well. I'm going to give it a big old chug.
Why are you doing that? So when I went to Zatuna the other day, because, you know, Scott has turned me on to sours. What I've realized, though, is I like heavily fruited, like kind of thick smoothie type of sours.
Yeah, that's what.
So I got some other ones. So I got some other ones from there. I went to the guy. I'm like, have you ever heard of Holmes Brewing? He's like, yeah, of course I have. He goes, it's delicious. I said, what do you have here that's similar to that? And so my backup beer for tonight is a sour from there. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it on the show yet, just because I might want to reserve one of these for a later episode. But as you sorry, I keep interrupting your beer talk.
If you have it anywhere in the vicinity of the show, that takes it off the list. You can't have it anymore, even if you don't talk about it.
That's not a rule.
I mean, technically, you drank it during an episode.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't featured. Oh. So it's fine. So don't fucking make stuff up.
I'll allow it.
Well,
this
goodness.
Was good. I tasted all the things. I didn't taste any salt, but I did taste the smoothness of the lactose. The vanilla was in there. Definitely a lot of raspberry. It had a bit of tartness to it, not overly so. So it wasn't something like I had to grab my throat. And I'll have to tell you, Rob, I'm glad you only rated yours at 4.5 because I had to rate this one extremely high. So it wouldn't have seemed right if we both rated ours a 5. So I did rate mine a 5 because I do love it.
Wow.
And probably because I won't ever get to have it again. So I want to remember that I had a very good sour here. So another home run. I think there's only one from Drecker I didn't rate that high. The one that I really liked was the pineapple, and this one was quite good as well. So I rated it a 5. Might be a little bit, might be high. I think I was just excited to have it again and be sitting here tonight. But nothing I can find that's wrong with it, and I would definitely grab more if I had a chance. So that for me puts it up there in that 5 range.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Man, we both won this particular jelly episode donut. Here. Yeah. I got a jelly donut stout and which is delicious, and a beer I can't talk about. And
yeah, don't talk about it. Don't want to ruin it. Might be a chance we feature it on another episode. So
if they last that long, we'll see.
Yeah.
I have 3 more. I've drank one. This is number 2, and then I have 2 more after this, so that's still in the fridge. But I feel like I got to give one to Scott.
Of the secondary beer, you have 4-pack?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a 4-pack of that.
Okay.
And then I bought another variety.
Okay. I'll look up at the picture you sent me, so I'll know what it
is. And I already checked into this. I already checked into this beer once already.
Well, that's fine.
So, yeah.
Well, speaking of check-in, something we haven't talked about in a while, we were just thinking about that last week when we were sitting in the opposite end of the world, not recording, but we do check into all of our beers. So if you'd like to find us and view it, see what we've had in the past, see what we've had on previous episodes, the website that we have, thetwobobs.com, does have a link at the top, says what are we drinking, and it's every beer from every episode that we've ever had. And then we also do check into these on Untappd, which is where the ratings come from, and that's where we can kind of keep track. It's the social network for beer drinkers, which is still much better than Facebook or Twitter and arguably better than TikTok. But I can be found at RobertK328.
I can be fine at Phil Roberts 33.
Yeah, so check us out on Untappd. It's free, should you choose to do so. Although they do secure a modest fee should you choose to have any of the extra features. But anyhow, I did want to give you an update because my sister. I told you before we talked about last episode about those parachuting spiders, which was episode 176.
I don't think would have been very excited about that.
No, she wasn't, and we had a brief text exchange about it. We were talking about the spiders, and I'll have an update. My sister was not thrilled, and I knew she wouldn't. And I thought about telling her about them because that's just how I am. I wanted to tell her. But then I remembered last time I sent her a picture of a spider. She was very angry at me. So she sent me a text. So the episode would have come out on that Monday, and she sent me a text on Tuesday. Saw an article about those spiders moving up the East Coast.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I sent her a little grimace face, and she says they strongly resemble the menacing toilet spider. And she's had this horrible fear of spiders since she was a kid, and she was probably, I want to say, 6. She was in the bathroom, and we hear this blood-curdling scream, and we go running in there. And in the toilet, like right, if you were sitting right where you would be aiming, was a spider probably as big as one of these things.
Oh, no.
And so since that age, she's younger than me, but since that age, she has been terrified of spiders, where even a picture and a text will send her over the edge. So she said they strongly resemble the menacing toilet spider. And I said, they have parachutes, you know.
Oh, no.
She says, oh, I know they do. You can stop. Yeah, that was the last I've heard. So it's been a pretty quiet week since then.
Yeah, but you haven't... You haven't seen any of the parachuting spiders, though, so that's good.
No, and I'm hoping that we see them. I mean, I'd like to, if we're going to hear about it, I'd at least like to see it. I'd at least like to have one, at least like to know that they really exist and they weren't just fake news media. So no Joro spiders yet.
Well, unless it's on OAN, I don't believe it anyway.
Or Daily News reported. So anyhow, that's the update on the Joro spiders. Nothing yet. But I think we're ready for some crazy news. How about that?
Let's do it.
All righty.
You know, every time I hear "how about that," I can't help but think of the Catch girl that was on, the girl that was on Dr. Phil. Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, she's still around. I don't know if you know that. She's very wealthy.
Isn't she like?
She's a rapper or something. Bad Barbie.
Yeah, she does something with music or something.
Yeah, Bad Barbie. I think her name is
Bad Barbie.
Yeah, B R B E E or something. I see the name and I go, that name sounds familiar.
Oh boy.
And then I regrettably look it up to see if it's still her. Now she's still out there.
I mean, good for her, right?
I guess she turned that whole episode into some serious cash.
Outside.
Cash me out. That would be good. Oh, well. You want the first one? You want me to take it?
Sure. That doesn't matter to me.
All right. Well, the first one's going to take us to our friends at WSVN.com, which I don't know where that is, but it must be South Florida because that's where the story is going to take us. Yeah. SVN, is that South Florida?
Maybe, but I mean, here it is at the very bottom. Yeah, they're in Miami.
Oh, yeah, to scroll all the way down. Yeah, I didn't do all that. I'm reading at the top, Rob. I read top down. Sorry.
Well, so do I, but sometimes you scroll to the bottom so you can see where the fucking news source is located.
Oh. Well, I'll scroll to the bottom when I get to the end, hopefully. You don't stop interrupting me. A South Florida visitor spends the night in a stranger's home South Florida visitor spends night in a stranger's home thinking it was his Airbnb. Visitor to South Florida, Miami, WSVN. That's where we're going, WSVN. Yeah. I don't know if I said that yet. Visitor to South Florida was sound asleep when he got a rude awakening.
I think it's in Florida.
He was in Miami, it seems like. Miami, he was inside.
Yeah. Southern Florida, for sure.
Right. He was inside a house he thought he had rented, but it turned out there was a major mix-up. Must have left the door unlocked. This is the best possible outcome of breaking into someone's home and spending the night in their bed, said visitor Paul Drexler. Drexler made an honest mistake after spending the night what he thought was an Airbnb, and it turned out it wasn't. I had accidentally gotten the wrong address going from the Airbnb app into Google Maps. The address became the house right next door. Huh. He had just arrived in Miami to officiate a friend's wedding. After a long day of traveling, he got to what he thought was his unlocked room around 2 a.m. Even following the instructions his Airbnb left behind. In the bedroom, the bed was made and ready to go, and there were two clean folded towels waiting for me.
Oh, that's nice.
He fell asleep. Well, this is a nice place I'd go to. He fell asleep and woke up the next morning to a very confused homeowner. The next morning, I'd got woken up by a knock on the door. I was surprised the guy even knocked on his own door. He goes, "Hey, can I help you?" That's right. And then I was shot dead. He says, "Hey, can I help you? This is my house." And I'm like, no, this is an Airbnb that I rented. He goes, "No, this is my house," said Drexler. He goes, "I could have been woken up by an angry homeowner. Really bad things could have happened." We just talked about that.
Yeah.
The homeowner showed him out and Drexler found his actual Airbnb next door. In hindsight, now I look back, all the clues were there. This is not the right Airbnb, but at 2 o'clock, your brain's like, this is it. This is the one.
Yeah.
I don't know how he would have gotten inside at 2 o'clock. He said, "Now it's a funny story to tell."
He said it was unlocked.
Oh yeah, I didn't read that part. Maybe I did.
You literally read it.
I wasn't.
That's
listening.
How I knew it was unlocked because you told me it was.
I wasn't listening. I've stayed in hundreds of Airbnbs. I've never had this happen before. He said after his experience, he'll double, even triple check the address the next time he stays in an Airbnb before he breaks into it.
I feel bad for this guy, though. He paid for an Airbnb. He didn't even use it.
He didn't. And where did the other guy sleep all night? Did he go, "Oh, I don't want to disturb him. I'll wait until morning, and then I'll get him up"?
He looks so peaceful.
He hadn't disrupted the two folded towels.
I mean, you do kind of have to ask yourself, like, where was this other guy? Maybe he has a night job.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's a stripper. I don't know.
Out getting some strange.
I mean, God knows it is Florida. It is Miami, which is the Florida of Florida.
It is.
Hold on. I'm pouring my mystery beer, which I'm not.
Oh, well, don't tell me about it.
No,
Don't tell me about it, and definitely don't read anything from the website.
I don't want to breach the rules of the podcast, which apparently are legally binding, by the way you make it sound.
Etiquette.
I mean, but
it's what our listeners come to expect.
Who has broken the rules more?
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about past indiscretions, Rob.
In the history of the Two Bobs podcast. But look at this, though. Without saying what kind of beer it is, look at that. Oh, boy. Nice. Nice and dark.
Those look good.
Out of Chicago, this place.
That's like a $17 beer.
Maybe more or less.
Shit. Do it.
Kelly's going to leave me, and it's going to be your fault. I'm going to come live with you. That's when Kelly kicks me out of the house, I'm flying to Virginia, and I'm going to stay with Bob K. I'm going to swear to Bob K. every day.
As you should.
You swear to Bob K.
As you should.
All right. Where are we going next? We're going to... let's see here. Mum. Oh, it's a mum. It's got to be the UK. Oh, so. And it's Wales Online. That code.
You can usually tell by their teeth.
Let's see. Oh, for sure. if those aren't,
that's how you know they're English.
If those aren't British teeth, I don't know what are. Women, honey,
they're wood.
They're taking us to the UK. Where they're wooden teeth. Women hunting. We're what a woman hunting man whose name she had tattooed on her bum during a girl's holiday in Magaluf 10 years ago. And the little subheadline says, I don't regret my tattoo at all. I will never get rid of it either. It is nice. It is a nice little reminder of our girl's trip away. A mom is trying to track down a man whose name she spontaneously had tattooed on her bum during a girl's trip abroad. Kaylee Williams, 32, was holidaying with four friends on a party island of Magaluf in 2012 when she decided to get a tattoo. After bumping into a group of lads,
fine lads, excuse me, in Magaluf,
who were on Stag Weekend, a man from the group offered to pay. And Stag Weekend, I'm assuming, is like where they just, pass. Yeah, they correct. A man from the group offered to pay her to get his name on her bum.
Yeah,
bizarrely, she woke the next day to find Daniel Ford tattooed on her left bum cheek. The name of the person who paid the €30 for the tattoo, realizing that Daniel Ford had returned home to Cardiff the day after. She has never seen him since and wants to get back in touch. Kaylee, a support worker from Herford, said, I was on holiday in Magaluf and I'm a bit of a party animal and I was just having a fun time with my friends. On one night out, we saw a group of lads from Cardiff. They were dressed as babies getting a tattoo. Okay. It was one of the group's Stag Weekend. They had diapers on and everything. Nice background. I was walking past and I was drunk. Out of the blue, something popped into my head and I thought, I will have a tattoo. Quite a lot. Thank you for pointing that out. Quite a lot of people do when they are in places like Magaluf. This guy who I got right chatting there to in the group, I see that. Yeah, it's his name is right there, Robert. Said, why don't you have my name tattooed on you? I will pay for it. At first, I thought he was joking, so I did, and he paid for it. It must have been about €30, so it was so random. The next morning, I realized he was staying at the same hotel as me, but he was leaving that day. That was the last I ever saw of him. It was not a holiday, any romance type of thing. The tattoo was simply yes, let's go for it. Thank you for not doing that. You struggle with that. I don't regret my tattoo at all. I will never get rid of it either. It's a nice little reminder of our girls' trip away. My partner at the time just used to laugh it off. Now, after 10 years and a refusal to get rid of her Daniel Ford inking, she has decided to try to find him on social media. She added 10 years ago, I am thinking I should try and find him.
I found him on LinkedIn.
It is his name on my bum after all. We have a Daniel Ford, but I do not know if it is the Daniel Ford or the Daniel Ford. Yeah. I'm waiting for him to open the message. It will be good to get back into contact with him to see if he remembers. If I do manage to find him, I have no idea what I will say to him. Maybe I'll offer him his money back for paying for the tattoo. Maybe I'll give him a blowjob. Who knows? It doesn't say that.
Doesn't say you added that in there.
I added the blowjob on there. I mean, she's going through all this effort to find him. I feel like he probably talked her into it, right?
Well, he has two tweets. He's got a poker. Yeah, he's only got two tweets, but it says Cardiff and it's got his name. Huh? So I don't know if that's him or not. And let's see here. The LinkedIn. Let's see if it shows. Club in Cardiff Metropolitan University. Huh.
Yeah.
Too funny. So yeah, I guess he's out there and I'm looking to see how I stumbled upon that as I was looking to see if there's any follow up.
Yeah.
To see whether she actually found him. And I don't see anything about that. Interesting.
Well, I would hope for a full report back at some point.
Well, maybe. Maybe there'll be a follow up. But I wonder if she knows this young lady here who is taking this to her friends at the dailystar.co.uk, because that's her. And interestingly enough, when you see what her name is, it'll give it away right here. But my friends or my kids were kicked off their sports team because I'm a sexy only man's mom. I'm going to start that one over again. My kids were kicked off of their sports team. She's distracted because I'm a sexy OnlyFans model. And this site doesn't show anything, thankfully, because then we'll never get through this. It says Mama 4, Sarah Blake Cheek, 31, from Florida, U.S., decided to start an X-rated OnlyFans
account
in 2020.
Right.
Yep. And began making $30,000 a month almost right away.
I need to get an OnlyFans.
That's what I was just thinking. You do that. Yeah. I do that and sell my farts.
$30,000 a month.
Yeah, I could deal with that. An OnlyFans star and Mama 4 has spoken. I don't know that we'd be nearly as successful as her because nobody wants to see this.
She's got some goods that we may not have.
Right.
That one's better. Yeah.
Well, if you squint, make the pictures blurry enough, people won't be sure. Like when you're a kid, you could turn the TV on and it would be scrambled and you think you might see something. But anyhow, an OnlyFans star and Mama 4 has spoken out about how her career has affected her family life and gotten her kids kicked out of their sports clubs.
So fucking what?
Sarah, that's right. Start your own sports
She's
club.
She's making
with 30
grand
a month.
You know, poor lady. This poor lady.
Sarah Cheeks. I'm sorry,
that's very insensitive of me to say that.
Used to run a hair salon, but turned to the sexy subscription site during her coronavirus pandemic when hairdressers were shut down. I would have done that, but I'm bald. At 31 years old, she lives in Florida with her husband and children. Opened up the Daily Star about her major career change. I started doing OnlyFans in June of 2020. Before OnlyFans, I was a salon owner. It always surprised me when these people have spouses. I guess she's probably okay with it. I had a salon in Tennessee and Kansas, both of which were recognized as award-winning salons in both states. I started during the pandemic after becoming viral on TikTok and having my followers ask me if I had one. The dedicated mom and model who posted cheeky snaps and updates to her 24,000 Instagram followers on the Sarah Blake page added, "When I started, it was averaging $30,000 a month, and it's just gone up from there." Wow. Sarah has used her massive earnings, which could equal more than $360,000 a year, to fund a stellar lifestyle for herself and her four kids.
She's done all right.
She commented, "I just bought a miniature farm with 6 acres, a barn, and stables, and I drive a Ford Expedition and I have a 2020 Mustang 5.0 that I race. Of course, I would love to blow money on getting a Bentley Continental GT, but I'm more interested in giving my family a good life and making modest decisions with my earnings. And a Bentley certainly doesn't do that. However, as OnlyFans model, Sarah finds that her family has been affected by the career, mostly because of judgmental fellow parents. Sarah, who goes by Sarah Cheeky on TikTok, I'm not clicking that, they've experienced the bad of it with their cheerleading and football league banning their mom from being here and kicking them off the team as well. Now, do you think she said mom or they just translate? You're like in a daze over there. I wonder why. You think that they did that just because they like translated it from mom to mom, or did she really say mom because she was talking to thedaily.co.star.com.uk.
She's trying to be fancy.
Yeah. Maybe she's got one of those fake English accents. But they also see the respect that I get from people in the sports and entertainment industry. I would get judged by other parents if I wasn't doing OnlyFans. I dressed sexier. I didn't sign the PTO dress code, and I never will. But despite her children being young and some people's negative attitude, Sarah doesn't hide who she is from her kids. She doesn't hide it from anybody because she's standing in her underpants out in the middle of the road. I have four kids who are still, and I called them underpants just because, Rob. And that's not really what they are. Aside from doing OnlyFans, I have a huge following on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. This is a really long article. I do sports predictions for Ego.
You're doing great, though.
I'm hanging in there, right, for Pro Sports Extra. They watch my, get thirsty, watch my predictions and see my TikToks. They've been with me when I've approached or when people in public recognize me. I share interviews that I've done with them as well. I wonder what the age range is. In order for them to understand, we have opportunities, although she's 31, so not too much. They experience things because of what their mom does. I want them to be appreciative and understand it's work. My son will go to my trainer with me, and I want him to see how much I put into it. It's almost done. Despite any downsides.
You gotta check your text messages.
Oh, no.
She also got a tattoo one drunken night.
Oh, too funny.
Woo! She's got Bob K tattooed on her ass. I don't know who that is.
That's funny.
So if you... you were wondering it's what I was up to that. Over here.
That was exactly you were very interested.
I was annotating your name on her ass as on if it cheek. Were a tattoo on her left ass cheek.
Oh, my name's not Daniel Ford, so thankfully for not putting that on there. So she says her mom's okay with it too, and we talk about all this stuff. I do it all on my own. I'm building personal relationships with my subscribers, and it's really intimate. And that's it.
What's important, Robert, is she's having fun with it, right?
She is. You know what the alternative could have been? She would have had to depend on anybody, and you know she did what she had to do and took care of it. So,
I mean, she's too sexy for her children's sport teams, though. That's the unfortunate part,
right? Because she didn't sign the waiver.
It's very sexist. Very sexist.
Right.
Oh, right. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, that's like, what? What?
Yeah, there's a video that goes along with it, too. It's pretty good.
I'm watching the video right now.
Oh, you are?
He's like, I mean, wow. That's, that's not too obvious. So this is going to take us to Florida. Man, we're just going to park our park in Florida, between the Florida and the UK, I should say. Where a Florida man was accused of stealing a crossbow, and he stole it by stuffing it down his pants. That's how he stole the crossbow. An arrest warrant was issued this week after a surveillance video allegedly showed a 46-year-old man stealing the crossbow from a store. Florida man was charged in a burglary case, now faces another charge for allegedly stealing a crossbow by stuffing the weapon down his pants, officials said. The video released by the Brevard County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday shows a theft at a True Value Hardware store that occurred on January 22nd, but was not discovered until about 2 weeks later, according to court documents. The video shows a man carrying a crutch in one hand and a crossbow in the other into an aisle, stuffing the weapon into his pants, and then resume walking as though he required the crutch. The workers at the store at Mims noticed the crossbows missing February 6th and checked the surveillance video, the sheriff's office said. An arrest warrant in Brevard County was issued Monday for this 46-year-old man, who is in jail in nearby Seminole County on burglary charges, record show. Oh, he was already in jail, so that's good. Oh,
that makes it easy.
The suspect faces a charge of felony petite theft And petite theft.
Right.
It's a small, yeah. In relation to the crossbow theft, according to the sheriff's office and online court records, public defender's office representing him in the Seminole County case did not immediately respond to a request for comment Wednesday night. Breaking news emails. Be the first to know about breaking news, another NBC News reports. I know that wasn't part of the article, but in the reader view, it looked like it was, so I read it.
Just in case.
So there we go. He stuffed the crossbow. And I did watch the video, and in case anybody was concerned about this man's well-being and what could go wrong by sticking a crossbow down your pants, I can confirm it didn't appear to be loaded.
No.
Yeah. No, that would be a big problem. What would have made this story better is if the headline said man shoots dick off with a crossbow by trying to steal it in his pants.
Oops.
But we did not get that. Oh, that's beautiful, Robert.
Yeah. See, it says Bob K on it. So I
she's still looking for you, I heard. On LinkedIn.
She could be.
On LinkedIn. That's where we find all of our past drunken flings from a decade ago on LinkedIn.
Well, hey, it was the only place his name showed up that I could see. So yeah, it was pretty good. And a crossbow is not a small device.
No, I mean it seemed to be pretty. I mean he made it out. If they hadn't noticed it was missing,
right,
they would have never known.
No, like,
they only knew because this guy because they checked the surveillance video and watched him sticking into his sweatpants.
The only way to do it. Well, our last story is going to take us to our friends in the Daily News reported. And you know, I've seen many people come and go, and you always have the last day. You have your last day or whatever it is at work, and you decide you're going to have a good time. And you celebrate some people, and some people you celebrate after they're gone.
Look at the smile on her face.
Some people you celebrate because of you know, before they leave because you actually like them. The others you celebrate after they're gone because they're gone. But this one has a woman who spikes her good gay cake. Tells us that a woman's...
What kind of cake was it, Robert?
I said
good gay. A bidet cake?
A good gay cake. So a woman spikes her goodbye cake at work with laxatives. Chaos ensues as people shit everywhere. Courtney Morrison, 37, of Houston, Texas. So finally not in Florida. It was getting too hot and muggy over there.
Yeah. We're going to give them a break tonight.
Worked the corporate side of the oil and gas industry for 15 years. She made quite a bit of money over the years and decided to retire early to enjoy the fruits of her labor. Courtney was also glad to be rid of the co-workers so shallow that they could drown in a puddle. As typical of any goodbye party for an oil and gas employee, they pulled out all the stops and saying goodbye to Courtney. This was a full table of barbecue meats and sides, cornhole for the sports guys to play, and plenty of Bud Light to go around. Centerpiece was the cake, massive creation made to look like a barrel of oil. In the weeks and days leading up to her final day of work, Courtney wanted to leave in a way no one would ever forget. Her idea? To spike her going away cake with laxatives, and spike it she did. Over 10 boxes of X-Lax went into that cake. Not one to be left out. Courtney also planned on having some cake, too. I mean, who wouldn't want to shit all over the floor of their former employer?
She wanted to join in on the fun. I like that. That's nice of her.
That's pretty good. And her mugshot looks like she's still having a good time. Either that or she's trying to desperately hold one in.
It could be either way. Look at that grin.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hover over the mouse over her face, and the title of the image is Poop Poop Patrol. <I saw
that. laughs> Oh, man. It's the Poop Poop Patrol.
That seems like something, you know, Harrison would make himself a little costume.
You know, he is the creative type.
He is, that's what I'm saying. He can make whatever. Yeah. I guess it goes without saying, but shit, that's episode 177.
I like the pun. That was good.
Well, I think I always say that. I was getting ready to say it. So, we just did an article about laxatives and people shitting everywhere. It even said in the title. And then I closed the episode by saying, well, shit, that's another one in the books, Rob.
Well, shit.
Yep.
Liquid fecal excrement.
Liquid fecal excrement.
I have that drop somewhere. It's here. I do have this one too.
No. Sometimes I hope that that thing is still going off in your garage.
No, it finally died
last week.
Oh, shoot. Oh man. Well, yeah, 177 down. We'll have to figure out when 178 is, and hopefully everything aligns correctly for next week.
It should. Except next Saturday, I'm leaving for Florida through next Wednesday. So, I mean, we should be able to record next week, and then I'll have to, you know, get the show notes over to you in time before I leave for Florida, or else this is not going to happen. The week after that's going to be tight though. So we'll see. Cause I'm in Florida until Wednesday, and then, I got a lot going on when I get home
and we'll figure it out.
Gotta get you your birthday present and stuff. There's a lot going on.
It better not be those jelly beans.
It's not jelly beans. There's nothing edible.
Perfect. Oh, man. Well, anyhow, that's 177. We'll see you hopefully next week for 178.
See you next week, baby. Okay,
bye. Perhaps.
You never know. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.
It's so hard. Alexa, play It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
It's so hard to say goodbye to Yesterday by Boys to Men from Apple Music.
I know you know that song.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh.
I can't sing along because of the delay, and then it just sounds like I don't know how to keep pace with
I'm trying
music.
To snap off rhythm too. Would you sit still?
See how
to stop. I was gonna pull that and I said
air guitaring.
What was he jamming to, like Baby Shark or something?
No idea.
Or does he I'm listening to some Skinner.
Def Leppard.